on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
It's a big state we live in. Dave Drucker is the spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office. Hi, Dave. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Good morning,
how are you?
John. How are you, sir?
Really good.
That was very interesting, those statistics you were just giving. I frankly was unaware of it. I think, you know, logically we'd figure there were more incidents up north. But, you know, to be as specific as you were there, that is very interesting.
Well, thanks for that. And now the question is, what does the governor do about that? Does he say, okay, regionally we'll open up certain pockets? You know, my own bias is that if you do that, you're regionally going to infect certain pockets. And in fact, the projections are now, the evidence is now, that the more we do open up states and cities, the more infection they get. And one last thing about that, Dave, thanks for asking.
Yes, sir.
I think that they know that. There's no apprehension about that. Maybe there's a little apprehension, but the point is, yes, more people will get infected, and yes, some people will die, but the economy will have a chance to come back in those areas. These people aren't stupid. They know that they will get more infections and some people will die. But they also know, or at least they believe, that their economy will get better in some states, counties, and cities. And that's what and that does not make them evil. They're not asking for a plague, but they're saying some people will get sick, some people will die, but we'll all prosper economically, and that's the deal they're asking for. You are the spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office, right?
Yes, sir.
You're well, right, Dave?
Yeah, I am indeed.
What's the latest with the real ID? Has anything changed about my getting it, or have they delayed the applications?
Yes. Yes, good question, John, and for your listeners. I think it might have gotten a little bit lost in everything going on with the virus. There has been an extension for 1 year into October 1st, 2021, so that people will have some time when we reopen to get into the facilities and get that real ID to make sure they bring in the correct documents.
For a full year. For a full year.
Going on that.
You've extended it
yes.
for a full year.
Yes.
I'm sure that this isn't the first time this has been said on the radio here, but I hadn't paid much attention to that message. So it was supposed to be this October, wasn't it, Dave?
That's correct. That's correct.
And now it's October.
I think what happened was, as I understood it, was the president made an announcement. This is a while back to this effect, and I don't know that there had been much discussion in advance of that, and I think this is a good thing, and we look forward to people being able to have that time to come into the facilities.
I think of all of the time you and I went to addressing this issue and answering questions on the radio, trying to get to that October deadline.
That's true, but I think, you know, your listeners had good questions, and they're still relevant.
Yeah, well, thank you, and really, they still are, right? So if I have this or I don't have that, what do I do? But at least you don't have to. So whatever is in place now will be in place until October of 2021.
That's correct. That's correct. And another thing in terms of the listeners, John, that Secretary White has done is I'm sure there are some people that, are looking at their driver's licenses or the registration stickers and seeing deadlines, maybe even having passed already. Mr. White implemented through administrative rule an extension of 90 days on those dates of expiration from the day that the office reopens. So that people should be covered, in terms of those dates on the DL and the plate sticker.
But the idea was, Dave, that after October you would not be able to fly. Not that people are going to be flying a lot anyway, but I mean, in fact, you will be able to fly the way you did previously with a regular driver's license, say.
That's correct. That's correct.
Into November, December, and all of next year through until October of 21. What do you make of some states that are saying, since the kids can't go get their physical driver's test in the car, that they'll just, with the parents' permission, allow the kids to start driving? They will issue the license if they've passed the written part of the exam. Is Illinois thinking about anything like that?
No, not at all. We monitor what the other states do. We're a member of the American Motor Vehicle Administrators Association. And this is the first win that we got of it that Georgia was implementing. Now, I believe they're the only state that's gone this far. to actually implement, although I'm told a number of states are looking at it.
You know,
we are not one of them. We are not one of them.
There's people of a certain age, and I'm not one, and you probably aren't either, but once upon a time, you know, your parents just taught you how to drive. You didn't have driver's ed in school. Your parents showed you how to do it. And,
right. I think, John, one of Jesse White's greatest legacies is going to be looking back on what he did for teen drivers to save lives in terms of toughening up the driver's ed program and the rules for our young drivers. You know, particularly the one aspect of raising that permit period from 3 months to 9 months. You know, in the old days, the kids could get a license permit in May and have the license by September. They never would have experienced icy roads or snow or those sorts of things. Now it's part of the requirement.
And when you get your license, or maybe it's during the permitting period, isn't there a limit to how many other young people can be in the car?
Yes, that's an excellent point, John. I think a lot of times kids can kind of be playing games with other kids in the car, but they're limited to only one unrelated teen in the car while they're driving. So I think that's been something that the driver's ed people think has been another very strong move.
I miss you, Dave. Come through our studio one of these days, okay?
I'm always honored to, John. Again, your listeners are very important, and they always ask great questions, as do you.
We'll visit again with Dave Drucker, spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office. So for another year, you don't have to worry about that real ID thing. And we're not going anywhere like those other states are, or at least that one, says Dave Drucker. Steve's got WGN Radio News coming up.